94.9 The River with Ken Bass and Deb Corson at 810. And we always love it when Jimmy Halliburton from the Boise Bicycle Project is in studio with us to talk about various things that he does, like Boise Bicycle Project.
Well, we have the Boise Goathead Fest coming up on Saturday. Thank you for wearing the hat.
Oh, yeah. Thank
Last
you.
Last time you were here, you didn't wear your fancy hat.
I have to, I mean, you're on radio, but I think you have to kind of come
you
in
have
costume
to wear the
anyway.
Hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, costumes, half the battle when it comes to the Goathead Festival, right?
Absolutely. Well, I'm so excited to be here, and I am so excited for this weekend. Boise Goathead Fest, year two. Mm-hmm. And it's Friday and Saturday, but Saturday is the pedal-powered parade.
Yes.
And it's maybe my favorite thing in the entire world. We'll have at least 6,000 or so riders down there in costume, mm-hmm. on their bicycles, at the Capitol steps, riding as a group together. Mm-hmm. And in this parade, you don't watch from the side of the streets. You are riding with everybody down the street.
Right.
And I love it so much. It's one of my favorite moments of the whole year.
Oh, me too. And it's the reason that we do it every year, because mm-hmm. there's such a joy in riding down the middle of the street with all those people.
Well, there's something magical that happens when you actually move as a group of people together. You become part of the movement. And that's really what it feels like. It's everybody coming together on their bicycles, all types of bikes, all types of riders, mm-hmm. all types of costumes.
All ages.
Mm-hmm. And as one, moving together. It's a beautiful thing.
And the costumes are all over the place, too. I mean, from Deb's unicorn, I'm taking
Well, I have special unicorn stuff from my bicycle. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have that again. And then I flowers and streamers, and then there are such elaborate productions
better.
That people do.
Absolutely.
Should we point out the one thing about this little video I saw on Facebook, by the way?
Sure.
All the people in costumes, and no matter how daring they may be, whatever, when it comes to pictures?
Yeah, and so one of the things that we run into is that we have all these incredible people down there, and they're having a good time, and it's really tempting just to take a picture of when you see somebody wearing a costume that's mm-hmm. really, really cool. But we have to practice consent. We have to say, hey, is it all right if I take your picture? And then there's one more step. If you're going to post it somewhere, is it all right if I post it on social media? People are down there to have a good time. They're there to be with each other. But we need to make sure that we actually get permission before
you missed one step.
What's that?
After you take the picture, you say, does this picture look okay?
Oh, there you go.
Because if it doesn't, I'll delete it away.
We're going to try one more time.
Unless you take one big, large group photo from
the above. I got to know if everybody's okay with the way it looks.
We want to make sure everybody has a good time, that we're capturing all these different moments, but we also want to make sure that we have permission to do that as well.
Right. Now, when did it all start on Saturday?
So it's Friday. Starts on Friday. We have our kickoff party. We do that with Radio Boise. We're down there in the middle of Cecil DeAndres Park. Mm. All sorts of music. I've built this massive pedal-powered stage. We'll have all sorts of freak bikes, a kid zone, local beer, local food. Friday is the really, really kind of fun, like, party night.
Right.
Saturday, and it's family-friendly on Friday as well, but Saturday is the day where it really, you know, starts to capture the essence of our community. We have more kind of family-friendly events going on. The parade aspect has no alcohol in it whatsoever. So even if you don't want to go to the festival, you can still do the parade. But the festival all day long, it's shaded. It's in the park. It's in the middle of Boise. We have so many different fun things down there.
Who was teaching a dance? Is there a dance? Was that Lita?
No, so we have a super secret parade kickoff that we were working on yesterday.
Debbie, don't tell anybody.
you can't ruin the surprise because so big that people will have, it'll blow their minds no matter what.
Okay.
That's for the parade kickoff. But
and
then we do have
the kickoff
at the Capitol steps.
When is that?
So we want people to start showing up at 10, make sure that they're registered for the parade. They can also do that online. But at 11 o'clock is when that parade is rolling down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to miss the super secret kickoff surprise that we have for everyone.
Debbie, don't
say
anything.
Be there by 10:30 and you won't miss it.
Okay, and the parade route, where is it?
The parade route starts in front of the Capitol building, goes all the way down to 14th Street. It comes back on Bannock, mm-hmm. all the way down to 3rd Street, and then back to the park. So it's a nice little 1.5-mile trip. It moves very slow, so all families, all ages can do this.
You show up. You don't have to register or anything. Just show up, right?
Well, register for the parade. Yeah,
register
for the parade online. Yeah. BoiseGoatheadFest.com has all the information you need to know about registration, all the events that will be going on, the lineup, all that sort of stuff. We want to capture those parade numbers to see how many people actually rode in the parade. Because Boise has the second biggest bicycle parade in the entire country.
Oh, wow.
One day, we hope that it will be the biggest bicycle parade in the entire country.
What number does that have to be?
So we need
Jimmy.
To get to about 10,000. So we're at about 6,000 right now. We need to get about 4. But that could be this year.
Yeah,
we never know.
Happen.
We have no idea
who's
going to
show up. And,
sure.
and by the way, if you didn't do that online, there are usually people walking around that can get you registered. But it's a little harder to do that when a lot of people are there.
Yeah, it just saves you time and you don't have to worry about where your wallet is or anything like that. Mm. And you get a swag for registering for the parade.
Oh, cool.
And there is all sorts of fun stuff down there all day long, no matter who you are, what kind of bike you ride. This is a festival that celebrates us overcoming the obstacle of the goat head and banding together to turn that obstacle into an opportunity. So we're excited to see so many different people and so many different types of bike riders.
Now, when I saw that video on Facebook yesterday, is it under Boise Bicycle Project or under Goathead Festival?
Boise Goathead Fest. So this is a collaboration between the Boise Bicycle Project and about 6 other bicycle-related nonprofits in Boise. So all the proceeds of the event go to these bicycle nonprofits, and they help us put it on. So we work all year long to put on this event, and it's sort of the continuation of Tour de Fat, but it's us taking that incredible event, making it our own, making
Boise's
it bona fide Boise.
Yes.
And by doing that, we have the ability to grow it as big as we want to and tackle some of the issues that are very specific to our community, like getting rid of goat heads.
Oh,
we've pulled a little over 4,000
pounds
so far.
Yeah, I had a friend who was out last weekend with one of these organizations, and they collected 150 pounds.
Yeah.
That's stunning.
Yeah, I pulled a plant the other day. It was almost 10 pounds, just one plant.
Just one
plant. That's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks for everything you've done for the city of trees and goat heads.
Oh, we love it here. We love this bicycle community.
We love you too, Jimmy. All right. If you want more information, one common place to go would be?
BoiseGoatHeadFest.com.
All right. Thanks a lot.